Remember, you heard it first on Vatican Radio. The news of the day here in Rio is the same as that which you read on our website and Facebook page last night. All the daily papers are filled with their version of why the venue was changed from Guaraciba to Copacabana for the vigil and closing World Youth Day Mass. O Globo blames it on a lack of organization, although how World Youth Day organizers could possibly have foreseen the disastrous effects of days of constant rainfall is unclear. The paper illustrates its point by publishing a full front-page photograph of Guaratiba underwater and pursues the issue by demanding that the Rio municipality reveal the cost of constructing and demolishing the venue. They fail to acknowledge that the same costs are being paid by the local church and World Youth Day organization. Addressing the story in a lighter vein, another article in the same paper is headlined, Now All Roads Lead to Copacabana. O Estado de São Paulo is also polemical. It opens with a picture of soldiers wading through the mud on the Campus Fidei and a headline that reads, Most Important Papal Event Changed Because of Lack of Planning. Other articles regard the welcoming ceremony at Copacabana, accompanied by generic titles like Pope Appeals to Faithful to Be More Spiritual. The same paper dedicates ample space inside to coverage of the visit to the Varginha favela. According to the reports, the Pope criticized the so-called pacification of the slum and invited the young people to continue protesting against corruption. An interesting backgrounder on the visit is entitled No One Slept Awaiting the Pope, and describes the last-minute completion of the podium during the night because of an electricity blackout. The paper also offers pages of color pictures of the celebration at Copacabana and highlights Pope Francis meeting with Argentinian pilgrims at the cathedral. The quote of the day, oft repeated in both print and electronic media, and much commented on, is the Pope's remark to young people of Argentina, I feel caged. Was he referring to the specific security situation that wouldn't allow him to engage with the young people as spontaneously as he would have liked? Or was he speaking in more generic terms about the limitations imposed on him as Pope? Watch this space for further developments. In Rio, I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.